This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're broadcasting worldwide, ladies and gentlemen. Jack Posobiec is here, doing a great job. Of course, you can check out his main site, citizensfortrump.com, one of the main groups credited with the Trump victory. And he's a Navy man right now, might be a veteran soon, so they're trying to kick him out. It was in the news. They said, Naval Intelligence, the president likes him, you can't trust that. I want to get into the NFL. I want to get into Bannon. I want to get into the fight for the heart and soul of the Republican Party. But what other issues do you want to get into in the next hour plus we have before Paul Watson joins us?
Well, Alex, I can definitely talk about the North Korea situation from a military perspective, look at the different fight, the way it's lining up right now. And then you mentioned the fight for the real heart and soul of the Republican Party that's going on not too far from where we sit, right over in Alabama. The Senate primary today, big showdown between the establishment, where Trump has endorsed the establishment guy, this strange, but now the every single other grassroots, conservative, patriotic Trump supporter is behind this guy, Roy Moore.
And there's been five other congressional special elections that the Democrats threw everything they had, 2-1, 5-1, 10-1, depending on the state spending, and all the hardcore candidates won. And then, again, as a bellwether, saying everybody is certifying, we want to keep Trump, we like it. And then he does this and endorses an establishment guy, trying to appease the Republican establishment, and then they wouldn't even return his phone calls after he capitulated.
Yeah, so you got to ask, what's the deal here? What are we getting out of this? What's Trump getting out of this? McConnell isn't putting forward any of his bills. They're putting forward these Obamacare repeal and replace bills, but they can't even get passed because John McCain says he won't support it. And when you look at the bill itself, it's not really changing very much. It says, well, it's not going to be Obamacare at the federal level, but it'll be Obamacare at the state level. It's like, okay, well, it's still kind of Obamacare, right? So why are we, what exactly are we getting? Where's the wall? Where's the legislation for that? Where's the funding for it? Where are the major tax reform that we've talked about? Where's the infrastructure bills? What exactly is the president getting for his agenda out of supporting Luther Strange? Meanwhile, you got a guy like Roy Moore, who supports the president's agenda already. This is Jeff Sessions' seat. We can't have a squish in Jeff Sessions' seat. We don't want an establishment guy there. You need a rock.
And what's the polling showing? I've seen different numbers, but you're more on top of this than I. I mean, what's it looking like right now, neck and neck?
It's so, honestly, it's kind of a weird thing, but actually, after Trump endorsed after Trump endorsed Strange, Moore went up in the polls. And people are actually saying, well, how that? People are scratching their heads and they're saying the media couldn't figure it out. They were saying, why is Moore going up, even though they had said 90% of people knew that Trump had endorsed Strange? What it actually comes down to is they said, look, we like Trump, but we support the agenda. And that's who Moore is.
That's right. It's not about the man. It's about the mission. It's about the culture.
Exactly. They said, look, we like Trump because Trump's our guy, but that doesn't mean we're going to be in lockstep.
It's not a cult.
Everything. Yeah, it's not a cult. That's they have to think that we are like them.
No, we're not Trumpites. We're Americans.
Right. We're Americans. We're free thinkers. And we can think to say, well, sir, we respectfully disagree with you.
And we really like Trump and we know he's for real and he's already done so much. But if somehow they get control and he goes sideways, we'll throw him overboard. And I think they're finding that out.
Yeah, they're realizing that MAGA is about make America great again, and we're here for
not America. Make the Republican blue bloods act like they're patriots, but continue their degenerate agenda. And the way the old dumb Republicans bow to MSM like it's so powerful and like, oh, they won its coveted endorsement. It's a scarlet letter. It's a big loser hung around your neck. You don't want Hollywood or Comedy Central or the NFL to like you. You want them to hate you.
The thing I love about the Comedy Central show is they don't realize that the more and more they do that, the more power they're giving to you, the more power they're giving to our side, because the more they're saying, hey, you need to pay attention to these guys. Oh, we're just going to laugh.
Well, they did it out of panic because nothing worked. They already did the ignoring and everything else. So now they want to misbrand who we are, just hoping one of their bots kills us. Let's be clear. This is about getting us killed. They're listening to their mentally ill deranged crowds that are pissed. Go kill these people.
SPLC, ADL, making the lists, putting up the targets.
It's go kill them. Yeah, and I don't think the host, people reading on teleprompters understand the full, multi-level psychological warfare operation they're running. But that's what this is. This is hey, every couple days another white church gets shot up, more whites are getting killed. They're starting a race war, and then they're directing their people, go kill Alex Jones, go kill Milo.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, so you got the world champion Spurs of San Antonio, just south of where I'm broadcasting from in the ATX. And it's just a crescendo, the usual suspects, Michael Moore, Maxine Waters, Sheila Jackson Lee, the usual suspects, just pity partying, invoking race war. Never enough kneeling, never enough protesting or the national anthem in this great time of battling racism. And then you look at the FBI statistics, on average, 10 to 1 black crime against white folks. And I'm not bashing people. Most black folks aren't bad. But the media says go out and attack white people, and it's happening. Like this white church got attacked over the weekend by a Islamic invader from Sudan, and he said on Facebook, I'm a Muslim, and I want to kill Christians and white people. And he came and he did it. But you're not going to hear the NBA coach, Popovich, saying a word about that. No, no, no. White people need to be made to feel uncomfortable. Well, I think they're getting made to feel uncomfortable when they get put in 6 feet under, just randomly shot. Or black cops randomly shot just because they're cops by BLM.
Pretty uncomfortable when you have to stand with armed guards outside of your church where you're trying to worship God. I have a buddy who lives right outside of Nashville, right near where that church is. They stand armed guard. They take turns because they're worried that something like that could happen. They take turns 20 minutes, 30 minutes. Someone's
and he would have killed a lot more people than nine folks he shot, one dead, if there wouldn't have been that security usher. The usher's got to carry guns.
Yeah, thank
and
God.
They call us kooks because we carry guns when you're all over TV saying, go kill Trump supporters. And they're not even Trump supporters, just some white folks. We're going to kill them. And when that idiot in South Carolina killed the nine black folks, every white person in America was guilty.
Crazy.
But now when a black guy does, it doesn't even make the news.
Every bit as evil as Dylann Roof. Every bit as evil. No national media.
Not a word out of Popovich because he can virtue signal in San Antonio. And him and his players can feel sorry. We're only making $20 million a year, coach. And we only have all the women throwing themselves at us and have helicopters and jets. America sucks!
Only buy two Lamborghinis this year, not three. I wanted three!
That's right. So let's go ahead and play this clip right now. I got so upset I just unplugged my headset's not working. It doesn't matter. Here is the clip.
It doesn't matter. People have to be made to feel uncomfortable, and especially white people, because we're comfortable. We still have no clue of what being born white means. And if you read some of the, recent literature, you'll realize it really is no such thing as whiteness. But we've kind of made it up. That's not my original thought, but it's true. And it's hard to sit down and decide that, yes, it's like you're at the 50-meter mark in a 100-meter dash. And you got that kind of a lead. Yes, because you were born white, you have advantages that are systemically, culturally, psychologically there. And they have been built up and cemented for hundreds of years. It doesn't matter.
So Jack Posobiec, just next level, and I've got like 20 similar clips.
You're getting this stuff.
It's only going to get worse and worse where you just run around and go, I'm sorry, I'm evil, kill us, stab us, murder us, whites are inherently evil. You have like this head of the vaccine program in Texas is now at the event, and she says, we need to just kill all the white people. And she's a white lady, and Hillary, well, white people voted for Trump, they're the problem, just the same white folks that voted for Obama. I mean, it's just crazy. Where's this going?
And you realize that there are sources of information that are beyond what we're seeing on mainstream. Wherever this guy is drawing this stuff from, there's no such thing as whiteness, and the whiteness have been oppressing people for years, and it's systematic. You're not hearing that on CNN. You're not hearing that from mainstream sources. So there's other sources, higher level stuff that's getting to this guy. There's higher level sources that are being worked on these people that are essentially trying to flame this up because they know that these people are influential. They know they're influential because of their platforms through sports, through entertainment, through other parts of the media, so that they can then push that message out and fan these flames of identity politics, fan these flames of actual racism, because they're looking to push forward this. Or they knew the Russians talked about this in the 1970s, even before then. They knew that America's fault lines were on race. You fan those flames, you try to divide Americans on those racial lines, and you're just going to get chaos in the
United States. And the Soviets would do it in Latin America according to tribal lines. Oh, they would do it in Ukraine according to Orthodox versus Catholic. They would do it in the Middle East, Shiite versus Sunni. And they wrote big concordance documents on how to put up the control. It's called cultural Marxism, and it's being carried out and taught at colleges now. And I just had Ron Paul on saying the NFL is cultural Marxism. But notice, they've invaded everywhere with politics beating us over the head. Don't they get we've developed an allergy that we're rejecting it, that it's not working?
Yeah, that's what they don't get. And that is the amazing thing about the American people, is the fact that they know inherently, Alex, that you do stand up for the American flag. You do stand up for the anthem. You do stand up for your country.
Well, yeah, we're not North Korea. It's our country. We pay taxes to it. It's our ancestors. And it's what are we giving it up for? Globalism? Totally ruthless companies that literally own slave factories that are the worst? The more liberal the company, the more hellish their facilities are.
And we saw this under the Obama administration, him working closer and closer with the NFL. They had the Ravens were involved in the Obamacare rollout. You think about this.
This is the Obamification, the global, the George Sorosization of the NFL, and it's now used toilet paper.
Yeah, it's by design. It's by design that they would use this because they know the power of the entertainment. They knew the power of the celebrity, the athlete, is someone that you're going to listen to. They used to do this with the rock singers during Vietnam, during all that time. They used to do it with other areas of entertainment. Now they're using it with athletes. We're also seeing Jimmy Kimmel, John Oliver, all these guys are spouting off about, well, this is what we need for the FCC, and this is what we need for net neutrality, and this is what we need for healthcare. And then suddenly they say, wait a minute.
And let's be clear. It comes directly out of the CIA, the Ford Foundation at the top. There are good people inside government agencies that are fighting this. That's what we're seeing is a deep state civil war, but now they're activating the shadow government that is controlled by the bad guys that controls the deep state to try to bring in some type of hard coup against the president. What do you think they're going to launch next?
I think we're going to see more of this. We're going to see more people, an over-politicization of America. We're going to see people outside of sports. Now this is leaking over to the baseball. It's leaking over to hockey. It's leaking over to NASCAR. Dale Earnhardt Jr. said he wanted to be in solidarity with these guys. And so people are going to...
Because their bosses are saying conservatives won't punish you. They don't care, but liberals will love you. Virtue signal to them. And then the mainstream media will say you're good. No, Dale Earnhardt Jr., you're an idiot. You're going to be hated by your core fans forever. And the numbers show it, but they're still committing political suicide. Why?
Because it's a program. Because it's a program. And they know that it's not going
to be ordered
overnight. They know that it's a conditioning.
It's a nudging. It's a force feeding.
It's then going to move to advertisers. Look for Coca-Cola. Look for Pepsi. Look for these big, major advertisers.
To give them major endorsements. It's a payoff.
To start to go for all of this.
Take the one Army Ranger veteran. I don't want to say his name now because I don't want to disgrace his family. He was wonderful getting up during the anthem and saying, I'm not going to be part of this. And then they basically threatened to fire him. He now says he's ashamed. He agrees with it all. Basically, you know, America's bad. Stick with the players. So it shows the bullying of this cult.
Hey, you talk about North Korea. This is like a video that North Korea would make somebody like that student or somebody else give after you've been kidnapped by North Korea. That didn't
exactly.
You knew what that guy was saying. You could see in his eyes that he was standing for his country. He was standing for the fallen soldiers that he served with, wounded veterans. He talked about that's why.
They told him your $5 million a year contract's over unless you get out there and say piss on America.
And that reminded me of something that you'd see. Go back. We've talked about this before, Alex. Chinese Cultural Revolution. This is exactly what they mean.
When you go to the universities, they say we're executing the Mao model. That's what the Ford Foundation is executing. Right. Of all the communist flavors, that's what we're having executed, with the Chi-Coms rolling in with funding of all six major movie production companies.
So the actual funding is even coming from China. A lot of this is overt. A lot of people see this. Hollywood movies today, and for the past 10 years, it's been ratcheting up and ratcheting up. It's always China, and suddenly China's more helpful in the films. And then you're seeing, too, if you go back, look and study the Chinese Cultural Revolution. These ideas of toppling your monuments, destroying your own history. History doesn't matter because we have progress now. We don't need history anymore because we're better. We're more self-accentuated, whatever that means. Postmodernism. And then if anyone steps out of that, if anyone steps out of line, you have to self-recriminate. You have to go stand before everyone and apologize.
And that's the thing. It starts with you going in the colleges and then the churches and then your homes. Then they shut down the churches saying, I'm bad. I did this. It's true. And then once they get the whites doing it, everyone's going to have to go say what they've done. And then, oh, Bob had to be taken away for re-education. And what do they say? 2010 Army.mil document. They've set up mass internment facilities, and they use the term re-education camp that is the Soviet and / communist Chinese name. I'm not calling it internment camp. Excuse me, re-education camp. They call it re-education camp. They even use the tainted name to rub it in.
They know what they're doing. They know what the program is.
They're running a commie takeover.
They know exactly. It's paint by numbers. This came from Stalin. Then it went to Mao. Mao really was the one that got the cultural understanding of this underway. Because in the Soviet Union, a lot of this was already destroyed from all of the wars that happened from World War I, World War II, the Bolshevik Revolution. But it was Mao who had to go in peacetime, Alex, and that's key. In peacetime, they had to foment these ideas.
And he used the youth. He said, your parents are idiots, you're in charge. And then they had the kids to show themselves killing their mothers and fathers in the square.
Students rising up, going after their principals, going after. And look, when you're a kid, of course you're going to be anti-principal, anti your teacher. Of course you're going to want to go after them. But what Mao did was take that natural rebelliousness of youth and put weapons in their hands and say that if you do this, if you rise up, the government will be behind you.
And that's what happens when they, oh, conservatives can't have any speeches now at Berkeley. Oh, but the anti-racists, they can. And what do they do? Beat up our reporters, attack their car, just covering them. We're God. We're violent. We'll go to your church and we'll kill you because you're white or Christian, because we're the liberals. And then the whole NFL will bow down and kiss our butt because we're going to kill you because we're liberal. We're going to kill you. We're going to beat you. We're going to throw feces on you. We're going to bankrupt the economy. We're all going to live in squalor. We're going to shove Prozac down little children's throats. And everybody's going to die at early age. We're going to live in a giant North Korean hell because we're liberal. We're intellectual. Worship us.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hey, Daniel Bremen, why Numana Storable Foods?
We believe in freedom. America needs strong, independent families to endure what's ahead, and we take this charge seriously. We got options: organic, no gluten, without the chemicals, great taste and value. Numana is a no-lose investment for your family's food independence.
Get your Numana today. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Online discounts available at powerprepper.com, powerprepper.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor and active shooter kits for $129.90 delivered. Check out the promotion sales tab at kdarmor.com. CADIarmor.com.
Jack Posobiec is our guest, the founder of one of the biggest pro-Trump groups here in the campaign, very prolific. He's a journalist on the ground. and just kicking butt at citizensfortrump.com or at Jack Posobiec on Twitter. Be sure and follow him there. There's all the censorship issues. There's all this other news I want to get to. I want to get into this new Comedy Central thing that airs five nights a week and attacks yours truly and, you know, takes what I've said out of context and tries to manipulate it. But getting into the NFL, as you said, it's a program. They want to break our will. They know it's unpopular now, but they believe that they're sociopathically on the right course. They want to be part of the big social engineer team. They don't get there's a civil war and we're rejecting them and irrevocable lines are being drawn here. But let's play this clip of the entire Dallas Cowboys team takes a knee protesting the national anthem. 20 years ago, 30 years, you would laugh. You'd think Martians had taken over. But this is what it is. The full assault on America that was meant to totally happen this year. But Patriots got Trump in, so now it's a train wreck. But they're still executing their operation. Here's that clip.
She said the Cowboys players wanted to show unity, but they were very adamant about wanting to separate that message from the national anthem. Sean?
Yeah. All right, Lisa, and as they take a knee collectively, boos can be heard from this sellout crowd in Arizona.
Jerry Jones is just a shameful person. That was my grandfather's name, Jerry Jones. A very shameful person.
That smile, that little smirk on his face. He knows what he's doing. And symbols mean things, Alex. We're talking about this in the context of an overall program. They're kneeling. They're kneeling.
Submitting.
Genuflecting. Submitting. What is... You look up...
Can you guys pull up Neil to Zod from Superman 2, please?
Cal, son of Jor-El. Kneel.
Kneel before Zod!
Exactly. It's supplication. And so it's not like, oh, we're kneeling to protest. No. We know what you guys are doing. We know what you're kneeling. Symbols mean things. And so my question to them would be.
It means kneel and give up your country.
Right.
Kneel and let us conquer you. Who are you? Oh, we're the globalists that run slave factories and fund radical Islam and are totally cold blooded. We're Bono that gives less than 1% of the money he gets from charity to black Africans. But it's okay because, again, they're liberal, Jack.
Yeah, because they want you to submit. They want you to actually the word Islam actually means submit to God. So this idea of submission.
Kneel, get on your face.
Yeah, get down. And that's what they do. They kneel five times a day. They kneel down. And that's in terms of.
So we're getting the NFL and everybody used to it. They only kneel once a day now. But right. Now you kneel to the mainstream media. Whatever you say, oh, yes, America's bad, we hate it. Oh, we hate free market. We hate all the health care. We want to just make it. Oh, we want to be like Venezuela. We're so sorry, oh, please.
Please, please, please give us our single player. Please give us right now. Please, please take all of our data. Please, Mark Zuckerberg. Please take all of our information. Track me every 5 seconds. That's what George Orwell got wrong. George Orwell got wrong the fact that we would ask for it, that we would ask for all of this targeting, ask for all of this surveillance, that they would actually figure out a way for us who want Big Brother.
And that's, if you ever wondered what the assault on America would look like, the founders and others always said it would come from within. And suddenly at West Point, they're pulling their outfits off, going, we're communists, we're taking over. And their officers are like, good, well done, because this is their coming out. Imagine, this is their big move.
I mean, imagine showing that to Patton. Imagine showing Patton, and he says one of his soldiers, and he's got a communist shirt on underneath. What do you think Patton would do with something like that?
And then they put it out to rub it in your face and say, we will win, you will lose.
Because he knows nothing's going to happen to him. He knows there's not going to be negative consequences.
Here you go. Let's listen to Neil before Zod. I actually want to hear the audio is what I'm saying.
That's great. It's the best.
We'll come back from break. And we'll...
And the sort of there it is. American
we got some fun stuff happening in the control room today.
You got to cut that up with with Zod and then the Cowboys right after that. So have him kneel before Zod. And then they
in fact, I meant to tell them that they're, in fact, McBrain or do just grab Neil before Zod, the whole scene. 30 seconds, and then the Cowboys doing it, and everybody else doing it. That's it.
And they put it.
That's the new viral deal right there.
There it is. Perfect.
That's continue, Posobiec. I have more great ideas. We need to hire this guy in around here.
What can I say?
See, I mean,
I have ideas. I mean, you put this stuff together.
Which is why you need to be kicked out of the Navy. You're not a communist.
No, go. Oh,
the president likes you.
No, how dare the
president? The media was like, can you believe the president likes him? Kick him out of the Navy.
How dare the commander?
The commander in chief.
Look at this naval officer and say, I like what this guy says. We got to get rid of him. We can't have this at all. This doesn't make any sense. And I mean,
the president can't be in the White House.
No, we got to get rid of him.
What do you think you are, the president?
Trump can't be on Twitter. Trump can't have access to InfoWars and Breitbart and all these other independent.
He has to be locked up in a tower.
No, we've got to get him out there. We've got to put him under house arrest, and we can't let him see any of those subversive things. No, just give him Politico, New York Times, and CNN, and just make him feel comfortable and safe, and all of our sources, nobody on the other side.
And, of course, it's InfoWars and Breitbart that told us specifically he was being wiretapped, which is all confirmed exactly as we said, which is why he can't see it. Because it's like, you cannot have accurate info, sir. You need to get it immediately from Mr. Kissinger. We'll be back. Stay with us. Jack Posobiec in studio.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Support good oral health with our one-of-a-kind Super Blue fluoride-free products. InfoWars Life brings you a revolutionary toothpaste blend with iodine and nano silver designed to deliver a powerful cream. Enjoy a minty fresh flavor made with peppermint oil or try our bubblegum flavor. Pair this groundbreaking toothpaste with the Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and supercharge your oral health. Our amazing mouthwash features natural oils and ancient ingredients used since Aboriginal and Biblical times. Instead of containing fluoride, our Super Blue line is loaded with the good halogen iodine and an array of other beneficial compounds that have been hand-selected for their oral health benefits. Super Blue fluoride-free mouthwash and toothpaste are the first and only to contain all of these natural ingredients: xylitol, nano silver, and iodine. Notice the difference with our Super Blue fluoride-free products. Refresh your breath and invigorate your oral health routine at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Mistake. It's in the WikiLeaks. Even before Hillary lost, they said, we're losing. The public isn't listening anymore. We need to divide them. We need to control them and keep them under our control, to keep them helpless and in the dark. And Hillary responds, this was in the news. She says, I'm so sick of these baristas living in their mother's basements. What do they expect from me? Free health care? It's impossible. And they respond back, we recommend expansion of culture war. That means race war, men against women, left against right, and that's what they're doing with the NFL, bought and paid for now, with globalist foundation money, to do all this kneeling garbage. That's why the owners are behind it. That's why the teams are behind it. It's why the commissioner, when Trump said on Friday, he said, you disrespect our flag, you get off the field, you son of a bitch, you're fired. He said, no, Mr. President, you disrespect the NFL. That's the arrogance in the weird sycophant area of where people just worship these roid-head, coke-head players and the decadent, stupid owners. They've gotten so disconnected, they think they're America, so the globalists captured them, and now for the last 6-7 years, it took Obama a few years, you suddenly saw anti-gun, anti-family, anti-America, and the ads and the corporations. It's the corporate money, the sponsorship money, as you said earlier, Jack Posobiec, is linked up to totally and absolutely control this. And that's why, because these people are mercenaries to sell their country out. That's why they're doing it, not for solidarity, not because they're against racism. No, they know it's a bunch of hype. They've been told to do it for sponsorships.
They know, and they looked at this. You remember Pepsi. We remember Pepsi, the change ads, the hope ads that were run. Those were Obama ads masquerading as Pepsi ads, because that's the way marketing works. Marketing is a psychological operation when it comes down to it. When it comes, they are trying to get you to buy a product. But in this case, what they're doing is they've used that same information, those same tactics, they're marketing now political ideas. They're marketing, we should be on Obama's side. Use those words. We know those are Obama words, but we're going to match up with a Pepsi product. And then so now that that link is made in your mind, every time you see that Pepsi can, you're linked with Obama. Every time you see it now, it's linked with NFL. And now it's all linked.
It's subliminal.
Yeah, it's completely.
And they admitted it was. I mean, here's an example. It was like 6-7 Super Bowls ago, they had the Green Police Audi ads that show people being arrested for hot tubs because it takes too much energy, arrested for batteries, light bulbs. But a guy in an Audi gets to go around the checkpoint, the police state internal checkpoint, because he has an Audi. He's socially cool. I said, that was paid for, I guarantee you, by a big foundation, because even the Green Police uniforms were the real ones I've seen from Canada to Australia to the U.S. rolling out. Local, federal, doesn't matter. White top, green pants. They later admitted, a month later in the San Francisco Chronicle, that it was paid by a consortium of government and other think tanks to prepare people for the real rollout. That's what's, and it was done on the NFL.
Yeah, and the people understand, Alex, Super Bowl ads, those cost a little bit of money. Those are not cheap ads. That is not cheap
ads. The average ads are about $2 million.
Yeah, that is the most expensive.
It's like $5 million to air one.
You're going
to
have. Yeah, exactly. So they know, and they also know that they're getting their value for it. So there's going to be the most amount of messaging, the most amount of programming, the most amount of
money. And if you want to know what the elite want, you want to hear their mouth, watch the NFL. And it's, we hate America. We hate the flag. We hate the veterans. We want your guns. We hate families.
I think it was last year or 2 years ago when they came out and said, this is an anti-police halftime show. It was when Beyonce was doing
yeah.
it.
And then she did simulated rioting. And again, the police aren't perfect like anybody, but they're making the revolution about overthrowing local government. That's a communist takeover. And people are like, Alex used to be anti-corruption because I wanted to save the police and not have them be tools of the globalists. I wanted them to be awake. And you know what? They are on average. And that's why the globalists are screwed.
Right, and Al Sharpton even came out and admitted that he said, a lot of this is because we want a national police.
He said, we're going to federalize it.
We're going to federalize it.
You can search it, and he goes, we're doing all this because we're going to federalize the police. And they came out with the Strong Cities Initiative. Who would sit over that federal board, the UN?
Precisely. So all of this was going, and you could read the tea leaves and see, like, why are they going against police? And then you saw when they said, oh, they're militarizing the police. They're getting military equipment. And you realized that they were going after local police. And if you pick up that one piece of information, that was the thread. And then you could tie it back to...
And you want to bully the locals into going federal because the globalists have taken over the feds. Then if the feds take over the locals, you have total control.
And suddenly you have a national internal paramilitary force.
That's right.
Being run. So you put it in those...
Getting orders from the UN with Loretta Lynch giving speeches saying it.
Right, so you put it in those words, and they say, "Oh, you're just conspiracies, you're crazy." No, wait, that is what you exactly said. That is what you're doing.
And the only reason the intelligence agencies turned against Hillary at the grassroots and middle levels was because they were being briefed on the internment camps and the re-education centers and on the communism and on all this and arresting governors and having a one-party state. And they said, "This is crazy."
Yeah.
Everything Alex Jones said for 20 years or Ron Paul said is true. And I'm not bragging, but we read the enemy's attack plan. It sounded crazy because it is, but when they actually tried it, it didn't work, and now they're never going to get away with this now.
You've got those two levels, and obviously I can't speak into classified on this, but you've got essentially two levels where there's the political appointee level in the intelligence community, the DNI, the clapper level, right? And then you've got the rank and file, the members, the people that signed up that choose to live their lives in secret because they love their country and they want to do the right thing for the American people. So when they see stuff that's going on that they don't like, when they see stuff that they get fed up with, you better believe they're going to do something about it as best they can. And so that is where the big divide
comes. That's a civil war inside the deep state.
Right. And so that's what they saw with a lot of people. They said, oh, look at this guy. You know, when Snowden came out, well, he's a traitor. Manning came out, he's a traitor. But then you'd have other people say, wait a minute, I didn't know we did that. Wait, this program we're looking into people's phones. We're collecting that metadata, this metadata. But they didn't do anything wrong. We don't have a warrant against them. It's a complete
and it's warrant. Political.
So then you're realizing that their own training, their own indoctrination, their own programming is telling them to not do the things.
But under Obama, they put in people like Reality Winner that was trying to join ISIS and hated all whites. She was white. This guy at West Point saying, I'm a communist. We're going to take over and overthrow you at the graduation. They've put their people in. I mean, how deep's the penetration?
It's... Part of it is penetration from the political level, so it's going to stay up there, but it's this ideology that gets in there. It's a mind virus, Alex, you know this, and it's having people in there that already believe because they're listening to your liberal podcast, you're listening to this alt-left stuff, you're listening to these crazy Russia conspiracy theories, and Reality Winner, that's exactly who she was. She was somebody who bought into all of that, so she decided to break the law in order to help what she thought was the resistance, but actually she was helping the establishment.
She wanted to help ISIS as a woman, as a feminist. I mean, Che Guevara said Mexicans were, quote, roaches because they didn't want to live collectively and let him be their boss. He was a super racist a-hole. I mean, people don't know who are here in America just think whites are the only people who are ever class-driven. It's the same way all over the world in primitive systems. Latin America is completely caste-oriented about your skin color.
And multiple levels.
500 years of people not interbreeding, you know, with the natives. Hey, my dad's family did. And I'm not virtue signaling. It's true. I'm proud of some of my Native American history. But I'm proud of my European history as well. This is the mental illness. White people do what everybody else has done.
Right. And that's to get you to have to say, to have to come out there and say, well, this is what my background is. And I'm able to talk on these issues because why are we even talking about this, Alex? Whatever happened to let's not judge people by the color of their skin, but the content of their character? Whatever happened to that line? Well, they knew that line was not helpful to their program. They knew that line wasn't helpful to fomenting this type of anger and division and friction in the country. And so they turned it around and suddenly made people have to self criminate. There were people who came out. There was an article. I can't remember exactly where it was, but this woman said, was writing it up, and she was African American. Then she found out that she was part Irish. So she found, and she said, "Oh my goodness, I can't believe that I'm part Irish, and I had to come to terms with what I've done." And suddenly, so wait a minute. Whatever happened to individual?
She's a human. Now she's guilty because Irish. The sharecroppers were Irish.
Yeah, you saw the Irish retreat.
And the difference was
retreated.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's exactly
these,
right.
These people are just, and now they're taking down the Lynch name, which is Irish everywhere, calling it racist.
Yeah, they're calling that racist. It is an Irish name, comes from an Irish lord. That's where lynchings come from, the name Lynch. But we can't have that. Does that account for Loretta Lynch? Does she have to come down?
It just shows the total mental illness. Now, speaking of bowing to the system, as myself and Jack Subic just pointed out earlier, when you're bowing down, who's giving them the cultural orders? The MSNBC, the CNNs. Well, who loads their teleprompters? The CIA, the Ford Foundation, the Carnegie Foundation, George Soros funds everything from the Huffington Post to MSNBC to you name it, to the London Guardian. They're putting out the message, kneel. Now, during the ritual of America, the Star Spangled Banner, the hand over the chest, don't have to do it if you want, but we're going to focus in on these spoil rotten players doing it, and then now the owners, everyone else doing it, in defiance of the president that's saying it's wrong and disrespectful to the veterans and the country, and why do you want to be here? This reminds me of Superman 2, when Zod comes into the White House and is saying, everybody kneel to Zod. Because once you kneel, virtue signaling you're not racist, because everyone's been beaten over the head with this made-up guilt, now you'll kneel every time, and then now you'll Call out your neighbors. Call out your friends. This is cultural Marxism, again, right out of the old Maoist system. So let's go ahead and play this clip and then dovetail it with the Cowboys last night. Who he thinks is the president?
You are not the president. No one who leads so many could possibly kneel so quickly. I'm the man they're protecting. I'm the president. I'll kneel before you if it will save lives.
It will. Starting with your own.
What I do now, I do for the sake of the people of the world. But there is one man here on earth who will never kneel before you.
Who is this imbecile? Where is he?
I wish I knew.
Superman will save us.
Zod.
The Cowboys players wanted to show unity, but they were very adamant about wanting to separate that message from the national anthem.
They still got booed. It's the same deal. It's like a half foul.
As they take a knee collectively, boos can be heard from this sellout crowd in Arizona.
Wow.
You know how all this happened. They were blackmailing them over buying the college athletes. They were blackmailing the Obama Justice Department, how they were paying folks to illegally spear people and take key players out of the game. It is gladiatorial. Let's not lie about what it is. They were breaking the rules. And also the concussions. So the government spiked all those investigations about 6-7 years ago. They peaked it, and they took over the jewel of propaganda, the NFL.
And who was, Alex, if you remember, the special counsel that they brought in to investigate the NFL who totally cleared Roger Goodell? What was his name?
Oh.
It was Robert Mueller. The very same Robert Mueller who is now brought in again to investigate as a special counsel of the president. The very same man.
And it was the FBI director from before him who they brought into Penn State to cover up that old pedophile ring.
But no, the deep state isn't real. But no, tell me the deep state isn't real.
They came in and said,
we
know you're cheating in key plays with Vegas. That's billions. We know you're rigging some games, mainly plays. It's hard to rig the whole NFL. And we're going to bust you on that. And that's why, just like J. Edgar Hoover and other directors said until the mid-50s, there is no such thing as La Cosa Nostra or our thing or the mafia, because the Italian mafia was paying him off.
Right, because they knew that if they were putting that up, that this was when Whitey Bulger was in there, when they supported Whitey Bulger taking out all the other families. The FBI helped different parts of the mob to go after other parts of the mob. So essentially, the FBI was in the mob business at that point.
And they now admit, I mean, I remember covering it 6-8 years ago, the CIA was taking out 4 of the 5 cartels where there's basically only one left. And then they make a whole movie with real people.
Medellin.
I mean, that movie, Sicario, that means assassin, that's a really true story. And I even know people that were there, involved, all that stuff. I mean, that whole story really happened. That's just one little snapshot of the CIA, and they make a movie with Hollywood stars showing you what that movie basically happened just as they show it.
I can't believe that movie got made. And you notice that once that movie came out, nobody was talking about it. They weren't getting major awards. It wasn't getting played again. It wasn't, nobody really talks about it. It sits there. But I've talked to people in the special forces community. I've talked to people in the intelligence community that say, yeah, this is true. This is exactly what we do. It's a war that's going on right there on the border, and no one's talking about it.
And that particular story isn't just a composite. That's one of the things that happened.
Right, because they knew the CIA, and this is what they always do. It's part and parcel to Barrow City Khan's phrase of what they've been doing since the 50s, even before then, is to say they look at the cartels, Alex, as a regime. They look at the cartels because they know who's really in charge.
They see it as a government.
Right, they see it
as say, we're going to just be working with one government or maybe two to play them off against each other if we need to. And there you go.
So all we need to do is get the one that's willing to be in bed with us.
And what did Bannon say? He said they sold our jobs and brought in the drugs. He's telling everybody in Alabama, the government brings in the drugs, we're going to stop it. And that's what Trump's doing. They're actually wiping out all the little distribution cartels. They're wiping out the Mexican mafia. They're just getting killed. Right now they're all being just stacked up, thrown in the river.
they've got to go after the Sinaloas. They've got to go after the Zetas. There are places in Mexico, Alex, where the cartel.
And again, Obama and the globalists did that on purpose.
Yeah, they knew.
Trump's doing Mexico a favor, actually shutting it down. He says, we're not going to have that disorder up here.
You think
we're not going to have a narco state in America. Kill them all.
You think they want to be living in a Mexican narco state? No. That's what Giuliani said. He had the hat. It said, make Mexico great again also. Why shouldn't we? We don't want a failed state like Somalia on our southern
border. No.
We want a prosperous.
And Trump's seen the actuaries that if you actually boost our wages, it's going to boost Mexican wages. Just like Ross Perot said. Donald Trump's the best friend the Mexicans ever had, I'm telling you right now. But they're trying to stop him. We're going to go to break, Jack, continue on a little bit. But I want to take some more stuff with you, even though we're live and Paul Watson's coming up, because we're on fire, man. I like having you in person here.
This is good, man. You know, over the Skype, you know, there's sometimes a little glitch, a little hot, but this is it. This is real. This is as real as it gets, man.
I like having you here. I mean, they need to talk about getting here part of the time, but I mean, where do you live right now?
I'm out of D.C. Unfortunately, I'm in the swamp. I'm in the swamp with the beautiful and lovely Tanya Tay. So she is the one reason that I keep going back. We're getting married in a couple of weeks here.
Yes, absolutely.
Which they always want to attack. They always want to go after. How dare you show two American young adults just getting married in a religious ceremony?
I know, this is really blasphemous. Stop right now.
Oh, I've got it.
Folks, Vitamin Mineral Fusion's been sold out for a while. We just got more in and out of the gates. It's all the vitamins, all the minerals, the key amino acids for upload beyond any multivitamin out there. Tastes great. Totally natural, organic, InfoWarsLive.com. It's back in stock, 50% off. That's the new special. Secret 12 is 40% off. Hendrix Essentials Oils now in. Take our frankincense. Okay, it sells in stores for $30. The exact same one, we're selling it for $20. There's your example. Other stuff that sells for, you know, $20 in stores, we're selling for $14. So we have new essential oils, InfoWarsLive.com, our 888-253-3139. Your purchase is absolutely needed. It's essential. Thank you all for your support.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Emergency shot!
Words will always retain their power. Words offer the means to meaning, and for those who listen, the enunciation of truth.
And there is very grave danger that an announced need for increased security will be seized upon by those anxious to expand its meaning to the very limits of official censorship and concealment.
You now have sensors and systems of surveillance coercing your conformity.
Nobody is listening to your telephone calls.
There are, of course, those who do not want us to speak.
What difference at this point does it make?
But we have to pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it.
The truth is, there is something terribly wrong with this country, isn't there?
You got a business. You didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
How did this happen? Who's to blame? Remind the world that fairness, justice, and freedom are more than words. They are perspectives.
I would remind you that extremism in the defense of liberty is no vice.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Selvig visiting us from the D.C. Swamp is here. Great guy, really smart fella. Paul Watts is coming up from London, England. I might co-host a little bit with him in the next hour, but I don't want to take up Paul's time. He's really, I love to listen to him myself. Always learn a lot. Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Jack Selvig. You can also follow him on Twitter. Very important to do that and support the work he's doing at Jack Selvig. CitizensForTrump.com. We've got big national polls out where the vast majority of Americans, depending on the poll, 65 to almost 75 or 80%, depending on the poll you look at, say that they are just totally against the NFL, including black folks, Hispanics, you name it. They're just turning everything into a drama party. You want to watch an NFL game where it's like 90% black guys anyways getting paid on average $5 million a piece, oppressed, and they're living here in the lap of luxury, bitching all day. And statistically, cops kill 200 and something black people a year, most of it justified. I'm not defending the cops, but there's some bad shootings cops do, but it's the number one issue in the world. It's a diversion on how we're all having our America stolen, and the globalists want us to fight with each other while they do it, Jack.
Kneeling down, I really like focusing on this topic. I think it's very important, the actual optics of kneeling, because it's not an American thing. As you know, they used to kneel to the kings and queens, right? That was the British. That was the monarchy. That's who you knelt to. That's who you genuflected to. When George Washington became president, he never said kneel. He said, you stand, you shake my hand. I'm going to be Mr. President, not your excellency, not your grand poobah, whatever. It's just Mr. President. Shake my hand. Very nice to meet you. And so kneeling down, basically genuflecting, giving supplication to something. This is not an American thing to do. It is the only time you'll really see Americans do this is when they're praying, when there's prayer involved, where when you're praising God, when you're doing something like that. It has nothing to do with politics. So entering this genuflection, this said that you must genuflect.
It's classic Soviet
kowtow,
where you go into the group community and do this, and then say you're guilty.
Right, and so now all of your recriminations are coming forward. All of you're doing is you're saying that this has power over me.
You're saying the state is God. You're supposed to get on your knees at midnight or in the early morning when and tell God you repent of things you've done. You don't tell in a football stadium, mainstream media, you're my God, I'm bad, tell me what to do. That is sick.
And you realize they're not taking a knee to Trump. So I'd love to talk to any one of these guys and say, who are you taking a knee to? Who specifically do you have in mind when you're taking that knee?
They're kneeling to political correctness and hating white people.
That's all it is.
They're kneeling to white genocide.
And they won't admit it.
And then I don't want anybody to be genocided, but everywhere it's kill the whites, the universities, no whites can come on campus. It's a bunch of weird white people going, we need to kill all the white people. just everywhere. Or Hillary, we lost because of white people. It's the most racist, weird, anti-Martin Luther King crap I've ever heard. Martin Luther King would say, you people are crazy. We'll be right back with hour number four with Jack Posobiec, myself, Alex Jones, Paul Joseph Watson, and more. Remember, it's this crew making it all happen, and you out there, the listeners. InfoWarsStore.com. Finance us and piss off the globalists.